Welcome to our first Congregational Church podcast. We hope these inspirational words of praise will lift you up as you go through your day. Remember, you are always welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at 105 Courtland Street, downtown Atlanta, Georgia. Or you can listen to our live YouTube service at the same time every Sunday. On this episode, Reverend Andrew Young shares a few of his insights with us. And thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoy the broadcast.
So I'm hoping to be shocking and surprising to you today, because I think God needs us to be shocked into a new reality of what is it on earth is God doing? What in the hell is God doing? It is confusing. It is frightening. You think, and everybody here would say, these are terrible times. Not so. These are the best times that humankind has ever known. I'm indebted to a young man from, I think he came out of Google, and that's where Lena is now. Our little Sunday school girl is working for Google, and I heard about this book, Abundance. And he says, you know, everything in the world is better than it's ever been before. Hunger has been cut in half. There is more peace and prosperity on earth than ever before. But it's in the business sector. It's in the medical sector. There have never been so many advances in medicine as there are in our lifetime. When I took biology at Howard University, they didn't even know what DNA was. And now they got DNA manipulated in such a way that they're going to sort of fix our DNA out here at Emory, that they'll get our own genes fighting our own cancer. I mean, nobody even thought like that when I was in school. But if you stop and think, and if you talk to your friends in the medical sciences, there is just a phenomenal amount of understanding and research going on that we never knew about. And business, we know about the stock market, but we think that's a fluke and we're waiting for it to fall. But Jack Portman will tell you in India, it is booming. China just announced that, and let me just take a word to tell you how I find out this. You heard that Manchester College is building an intercultural center and naming it for Gene. Well, the couple that came to Marion, Alabama in the 1940s and picked Gene and Coretta and their sisters out of Lincoln School, an AMA normal school, at a time when Alabama was its most vicious. I don't know whether you know this, but both Gene and Coretta had traumatic experiences in their high school times. Coretta came home from choir practice to find a house burned to the ground. And her father made them kneel down and pray. And thank God, first, that they were not in it. And then ask God to forgive the sick people that felt it necessary to burn the house down. And then prayed for them to be able to find a new life with no regret and not carry the burden of hatred with them through life. And that was Coretta's story. And this was in the 1940s. This was 10, 15 years before she knew Martin Luther King. Gene's family had accumulated significant wealth out of Reconstruction. As a result of the school was built by 9 former slaves and freedmen who collected land and called Boston and said to the American Missionary Association, we could build a school and we could be responsible for carrying on the physical part of education, but we need you to send us teachers to help us. And so teachers came from the north to Marion, Alabama, and Julian Bond's father wrote his PhD dissertation on the fact that out of that county, there were more black PhDs in the 1950s than in any state in the Union. And most of them came out of that little school. Well, Gene and Coretta came out of that little school too, and the man who came here for the King celebration, January 15th, was the grandson of the teachers that got Gene and Coretta out of Alabama and got them a college education. And he's running for Congress out in Colorado and wants me to help him. I mean, come on. And it's also the district that Tim Wirth was in, and Tim Wirth went to Congress with me in 1972 and then ended up working with Ted Turner in founding the United Nations Foundation, where Ted Turner gave his $1 billion to the UN. And now the same family that helped my family is calling on me for help 3 generations later. Good God Almighty, have mercy, Jesus. The Spirit is moving all over the land. We just have to sense it.
We want to open the doors of the church and say, if you're looking for a place to grow in faith, to be nurtured in faith, to be challenged in faith, then we want you to think about First Congregational Church. I'm so excited about what God is doing, even in the midst of this confusion. So if you're looking for a place to grow, looking for a place to glow and shine, consider First Congregational Church. All you have to do is reach out to us, and I promise we will reach back to you. I'm inspired by our new members, but we need to have you join us so that we can continue the work we've been giving. God bless you, and thank you for being with us today in worship.
No, 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 without you.